the update tomorrow morning or tonight. A lot of good situational work, a lot of things to clean up on. But, you know, for the first scrimmage, try to make it as game-like as we could. We only did one live period, but got a lot of reps with a lot of guys, and go back, look at the tape, and fix what we got to fix. Yeah, he just tightened up a little bit. I think it was more of a cramp than anything. He's fine.
What went into picking which move is going to do the
back? It was really the threes with some of the younger players. You know, they'll probably play a lot in the preseason and didn't want it to be the first time they live contact on Thursday night. So most of the younger guys that were in there, you know, we did a series with that, and everything else was kind of thud tempo. Yeah, no, I thought both sides competed well. You know, it's good to get a lot of work against pressure as an offensive unit. It tests your rules to make sure everybody's doing the right stuff. So it was good, and look, there was some good on offense. There was some good on defense. They had really two drives, around 34 plays total. So wanted to try to stress those guys. I think it was one play was 15 and the other play was 19 or something like that for those two units, for the first unit, which was the plan going in. And, you know, a little bit hot, a little bit humid. It's what we needed. We need more of it.
Brian, do you try to, you know, tell the defense that don't anticipate, don't, you know, in practice they do, this is still practice. You know what I mean? Do you see sometimes where they're really jumping something because they sort of kind of know it's coming?
No, I'd say play with instinct and play with feel and go after it. You know, if you see something, trust your eyes and try to make a play. Defensive football is reactive football, and the guys that can react quickly and, you know, can make good decisions and take chances when they need to take chances are usually the tough ones to go against. And, you know, I like the way they compete. I like the way they jump stuff. Got to make sure it doesn't go over our head.
Do you think Adoree almost had a pick six on the first play or should have had a pick six?
It was close, yeah.
What did you think of the decision-making by the quarterbacks tonight?
It was pretty good. You know, I'm sure there's a few plays that they'd like to have back, but overall they did a good job with what we were calling and trying to execute. And, you know, certainly you have, you know, not just those guys, but I'd say, you know, as a team, a long way to go. That's why you do these things. It was good to get the fans out there. It was a great support. There's a little bit different energy. You know, you get a little bit more tired than you do in practice just because you're a little bit more hyped. And I thought it was exactly what we needed in terms of the tempo of practice, the amount of plays that we had. I just think we got to keep on improving our conditioning.
Does a night like this help in terms of evaluation more of your individual players when you see them in this type of setting?
Yeah, I think it's part of the evaluation process. Is it more important? You know, not really. You know, there's a lot of practices that we have that are sort of similar to this, except this is a little bit more amped up, like I said, with the fans. And then, you know, we try to evaluate everything from our walkthroughs, doing the right stuff, to the practices without pads. Obviously, the practice with pads and this competitive atmosphere is always a good time to evaluate. And then we have the preseason games. You know, is it more important? I wouldn't say it's more important. It's a good tool to use, definitely.
You want to see improvement from Daniel day to day. Did you see that today?
Yeah, I thought he operated well. Again, I'm sure there's plays that he would want back, but I thought he did a good job with his decision-making process, made some good throws, but certainly a lot to work on.
How would you assess where the offensive line is right now?
I think they're gelling. The first unit is coming together. Again, you'll get the truest test of an evaluation from the offensive line in live reps. And where you can bring a quarterback down or you can bring a running back down. But I think the guys are communicating well. They're working together. Still got a long way to go, just like every position. But I think they're moving in the right direction.
What do you make of a play like Daniel ends up hitting Wandale for like a big play early, but Darnay kind of came in and was untouched? How do you view that when you go back?
It just depends on... Again, can Daniel move up? And again, could he bring him down? Could he not bring him down? Is there a fault in protection? Is there a miss hot? Is there a miss sight? You know, I don't overreact on those type of things. You know, we'll watch the tape and see, you know, what went wrong and what went right.
Is there a time where you can make a note of it yourself and say, you know, okay, this is now a cause for concern, or is that only when you get, like you said, to the live reps in games?
Yeah, I think the best evaluation will come when we play the game. Again, everything is important, but when you're actually bringing down guys and tackling and quarterbacks are live, that's when you get the best evaluation.
What's your thoughts on the communication level from the secondary, especially with the threes, playing a lot of young guys?
Again, much like I said about the offensive line, I think those guys are making progress. That's particularly with our defense, there's a lot of communication that goes into things. The more you play together, the more it gets better.
Coach, Kayvon drew a holding penalty tonight. He seems to have drawn a lot of those in the game so far. I mean, what does that indicate to you as far as him being a problem?
Oh, he's tough to block. He's done a really good job these last few practices getting his feet underneath him. He's got a variety of pass rush moves. Again, he's a rookie. We'll see when the reps become live. We all watched the game last night. There was a lot of things to correct off of that game. We certainly looked at that already as a staff and as players and coaches in our meeting room. He's a good young player. He's got a lot to work on. I hope he draws more of them.
What's your overall takeaway from tonight and what you accomplished?
Yeah, I thought it was a competitive practice. I think the guys were a little bit more upbeat, again, it's natural with the fans out here and the music going. But certainly there's a lot to improve on, I think. I think we're moving in the right direction, but we're a ways away. I think we have to improve our conditioning level. That's why we did those two long drives, and I think everyone can get a feel for where they're at individually. But collectively, that'll be a point of emphasis this week.
With Kayvon, has there been anything that surprised you about him that maybe you didn't know coming out of the draft?
No, he's a humble guy that, you know, he knows he doesn't have all the answers. I think he relies a lot on the veterans, and Drew is doing a good job with him. He's been a good teammate. You know, everything that we kind of researched on him, you know, so far it's been, you know, right on point.
The value of live reps. Do you have a plan for how you handle the preseason, and particularly just the first game?
We will talk about that after this game and see where we're at, how many kind of each group is going to get. Maybe it's an individual basis. That'll be something that over the next few days we really iron out.
Some of the plays, you know, maybe they look disjointed a little bit. Does some of that have to do with you running your stuff offensively, Wink's running the stuff defensively, I mean, you and Mike, and the idea that you're not necessarily matching up against what they're coming at you with? You know, when you guys put together your plan tonight, is it attacking the defense you're going to see, or are you working on more on what you guys have in your playbook?
You're asking if it was like a game plan thing?
Defense.
No,
does that contribute to some of the things that maybe don't match up?
No, I think that's the great thing about training camp, because you don't game plan and you don't anticipate. You just go out there and you trust your rules, and you see what you got to fix on both sides of the ball, whether it's turning a guy free, whether it's a screen for 20 yards on a third down and long stitch, whatever that may be, a missed protection. There's things in every practice. That's why that's what training camp is for, to improve fundamentals and techniques and to improve upon your assignments against, you know, whether you want to call it unscouted looks or different situations. That's what, why communication is so important really in every area of the field.